This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Kaylee Friend from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Kaylee, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. And we are here to talk about the Central Illinois Food Bank. And for those that don't know, it's been a while since we've last talked with you. Tell us a little bit, or tell our listeners a little bit about the Central Illinois Food Bank and what you guys do.
Of course. Well, what we do at the food bank, we serve 21 counties, and we collect food from distributors, manufacturers, growers, local and regional donations, so people who do food drives, things like that. We have a warehouse in Springfield. We keep the food there, and then we redistribute that food to 21 counties. And we take that food to places like food pantries, soup kitchens, residential programs. We have about 150 different agencies that we work with. So we keep the food there, and we distribute to the agency level. So no individuals. We just work with making sure food pantries have the food they need to feed our hungry neighbors.
And, of course, you and I were talking not too long ago with the holiday seasons fast approaching. Food banks and the food pantries needs are, I guess, more important now than ever.
Absolutely. You know, I would say over the past 2 to 3 years, we've seen about a 40% increase in people seeking food assistance from our partner agencies. And that's pretty much across the board. So with that increased demand, there's definitely an increased need for our local food pantries to just keep food on their shelves. I know that a lot of our agencies have a lot of great community support, but especially with the holiday season coming up, that need just intensifies even a little bit more. So we really encourage people to remember their local pantries this season.
And tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, the pantries, obviously we cover Macoupin and Montgomery counties. What food pantries are you guys associated with around here?
I would say we work with about 5 to 6 local pantries. We work with places like, oh gosh, I can't even think now. I know there's several in Litchfield that we work with. I'd have to pull up our list. But if you go to our website at centralilfoodbank.org and you click on Montgomery County or Macoupin County, you can see all the lists and all of the, you know, the hours that they're open, their phone number, all of that good information. So if you did want to connect with those local pantries, that's a great place to get started and find all that information.
One of the things that I'm noticing here are ways that individuals can help these food pantries. I guess keep the doors open, make sure that they have enough food to supplement demand. How can the normal Joe help out?
There's lots of different ways you can get involved. You can always have a food drive or a fundraiser. Those are, of course, the things that come first to mind. But you can also get kind of creative. You know, maybe at Thanksgiving, instead of having the huge meal you'd usually have, set a place for somebody at your table and just kind of set a card there with a note on it that says this is for somebody struggling with hunger. And take what you would have spent on another person's meal and donate that to your local pantry. Just, you know, creative things like that that really are meaningful and make a big impact on kids, on elderly family members that you might be having over. Just, it's a nice way to keep it top of mind.
I noticed, I recently had an interview with a gal from a blood bank, and obviously this is a busy time for them because they're starting to replenish what they've lost. With you guys, this is probably your busiest time of year, especially with the holidays, right?
It is, yes. We are very busy right now. It seems like more things are popping up every day, which is good.
And of course, anyone seeking more information about your organization, again, what's the web address again, or a number that they can call?
The phone number is 217-522-4022, and our website is centralilfoodbank.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us there, and we'd be happy to share more information.
And, of course, this has always been a tough time, and you and I have talked about this with the economy and the way things are going. You're starting to get into that mode where you're starting to see individuals that normally may not use a food pantry or a food bank now using them, and that's a very difficult decision for a lot of families, isn't it?
It really really is. There's a lot of people who are in that tough spot. You know, maybe they've lost a job or somebody's gotten sick, but now they're making the choice, you know, do I buy Christmas presents or do I buy groceries? Do I keep the lights on or do I buy groceries? It's just really tough decisions that are not fun to make, and a lot of people, unfortunately, are dealing with that this year.
Kaylee, it's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. And, of course, as we come to a close, anyone seeking any information regarding the Central Illinois Food Bank, always visit the website, and that's centralilfoodbank.org. Kaylee, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Kaylee Friend from the Central Illinois Food Bank. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Toba Dodd.